Hallelujah. Before I move into this next phase of prayer, please make sure that throughout today, as you go to and fro, that you continue to lift up this country, lift up the leaders of this country, Lord God. Lift up those in authority over you. Ask God for favor with them. Ask that their houses be blessed, Lord God, that their family members be blessed. Pray for their salvation, their deliverance, for their healings. Pray for their sanctifications. Pray for their holiness. Pray for those same things for those in authority over us, the governmental figures that are over us in this land. Pray for Israel. I don't know the results of the election yesterday, but they were electing a new, I think his title will be prime minister. We want to make sure that not only do you pray for their government, but pray for Israel, that no weapon formed against Israel shall prosper. The Bible talks about that as one of our responsibilities, to pray for Israel. but this morning, as I was kind of thinking throughout the evening and this morning, what to teach and talk about this morning, I did not get a subject. I did not have a unction in my spirit to talk about a particular scripture per se, and or a particular lesson. I had started doing some reading about a scripture I had heard last week that was interesting about prayer and how David had a child. King David had a child, and this particular child, well, before the child died, David fasted and prayed, and his child was sick, and he fasted and prayed, and that God would heal this child of his, and but God did not save the child. And so at one point I thought I was be talking about that this morning, and I still did not get a leading from the Holy Spirit to even really get into that teaching. And even though that teaching was talking about unanswered prayers, and you know, that's something that we all deal with at times when we have prayed and we have not received an answer, or we prayed for one outcome and it came a whole new different way. But you know, that is not the subject for this morning, you know. And we've already talked about, you know, that we live submitted and surrendered lives, and not my will, but thy will be done. So we really have already talked about that, you know. So, and apparently there's no need to talk about it this morning. So, but I did feel led to go back to your childhood when you were first born in prayer this morning, and some areas in your childhood, and come up to present day, and possibly the time that you depart from this earthen vessel and move to your next phase of life. So we're gonna start there, and we're gonna move right along. We'll conclude for this morning. Father God, we thank you, Father, for allowing us to even be born. Father God, we thank you, Father, where for those two that had everything to do and nothing to do with us being born, those two people, Father God, that you brought together for us to be here, Lord God, even though they might not have been destined to be with us always, Lord God. But Father, we thank you for those two that came together. Father, for you made a decision that even though those two, Lord God, might had other plans, Lord God, you decided at a particular time and a particular moment that we will be conceived. And so, Father God, we thank you for the moment of conception, Lord God. And Father God, we thank you that we were born. And Father God, that we know that we could have died in the womb. And Father God, we even know that our mothers could have aborted us, Lord God. Father God, we know that we could have been born breached. Lord God, we know we could have been born, been stillborn, Lord God. But you had other things for us, Lord God. Father God, so we go back to the beginning, Lord God. Before we was even formed in our mother's womb, Lord God, we thank you for what you said about us, for what you have desired for our lives, Lord God. And Father God, that the people that was instrumental, Lord God, in getting us the vessels that got us to this place, this earthen place, Lord God, we thank you for them, Lord God, whether they loved us or not, whether they did right by us or not, whether they continue to love us, whether they embarrassed us, shown us, whatever, Lord God. We thank you for the two, for the beginning. But more importantly, God, we thank you for loving us first, to even have a desire for us to be here. Lord God, thank you for putting purpose in us. Thank you for designing us, Lord God. Thank you, Father, for you said that we are made in your image and that we're not made in the image of the people that actually played a part in getting us here, Lord God. But we are made in your image. We are made in the image of the Lord Jesus. We are made in the image of the Holy Spirit. God, we're made in your image. And we thank you, Lord, for that. Father, for man do not define us. Titles do not define us. Positions do not define who we are and what we are. We thank you, Lord God, for you have placed purpose in us, whether we know it or not, whether we go back and forth with trying to figure out our purpose. Lord, you know our purpose, and we thank you for putting purpose and destiny in us. Lord God, we ask in the name of Jesus that you go back now to when we were children, that anything that had happened to us, any misleadings, any molestation, any wrongness, any embarrassment, any curses, any witchcraft, Lord God, anything that attached itself to us when we were children, Lord God, Father God, we ask right now in the name of Jesus that you break every yoke, destroy every yoke, break every chain, Lord God, every curse, Lord God, any words that we've said and curses we've placed upon ourselves, Lord God, anything that had attached itself to us and tried to lay hold upon us as children, Lord God, any area in our lives as children where we need healing, we needed to be healed then, Lord God. Stuff that we might be still carrying from our childhood that we have not healed from, Lord God. We ask in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, that you correct that, Lord God, that you fix that, Lord God. Father God, by your name, by your authority, we bind every trap of the enemy that was set before us as children and as adults, Lord God. And we lose freedom, Lord God. We lose deliverance, Lord God. And Father, we declare that every trap that the adversary has set before us as children and as adults, Lord God, that it backfire on our enemy, Lord God, and ensnare and entrap him, Lord God. And Father God, that we are free and free indeed, Lord God. Father God, as we have grown older, Father God, as young adults and teenagers, Lord God. Father God, anybody that abused us mentally, physically, or financially, Lord God. Father God, anything that we've done to our own bodies that causes our own bodies to deteriorate, Lord God. Father God, we ask for a reverse light right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, that healing comes to our bodies, Lord God. Anything that we've done that to damage our bodies, Lord God, we ask for a reversal, Lord God. Father God, we ask for healing in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Whether it's eating the wrong foods, whether it's smoking, Lord God, whether it's drug abuse, Lord God, or whatever it may be, Father God, we ask in the name of Jesus. We repent, Lord God, for desecrating these temples of the Holy Spirit. And Father God, we ask that we be made whole again, Lord God. That every organ in our body, every cell, Lord God, operate in the perfection which you have ordained before the foundations of the earth, Lord God. Father God, we ask in the name of Jesus that you heal our minds. Father God, remind us that we are not losing our minds, Lord God. And Father God, we ask that that you cleanse our minds, Lord God, our bodies, remove waste, impurities, Lord God. Dis-ease, Lord God, parasites. Father God, we ask in the name of Jesus that you touch us this morning, Lord God, and your hand stay upon us, Lord God. And Father God, we pray this for our children, children, Lord God. Father, those that even came here generations down the line that shall follow us, Father God. We pray this in the name of Jesus, Father God, and that everybody that listens to this recording, that are on the call, Lord God, or the podcast or the video, Lord God, shall be partakers of these prayers, Lord God, that you would touch them as if they were on the line this morning, Lord God. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for reaching back and reaching forward, Lord God. And Father God, we say in the name of Jesus that all these prayers are set, Lord God. No weapon formed against them shall prosper, Lord God. And Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for healing us from, Lord God, from any time somebody has hurt our feelings, Lord God, and rubbed us the wrong way, or we feel some kind of way when we see somebody that gives us a hard time, Lord God. Father God, we ask for healing for us. Deliverance, Lord God. And not only deliverance, Lord, but that we walk in the deliverance that has already been set before us. And Father God, that heal us now, Lord God. Have the process of healing flowing through us today. Flowing through us, Lord God. And if today we remember something, somebody hurt us, somebody did something wrong to us, Father God, just as soon as it be brought to our remembrance, we can also remember that we prayed this morning and it's checked off the list, Lord God. There's a line drawn through it, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that it is no more, Lord God, and we are walking in divine favor, divine healing. Lord God, no weapon formed against us shall prosper, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for every decision that we've made. And Lord, if we've made any wrong decisions on this journey, from the time we were little to up until today, Lord God, if any point in our lives we are not where we're supposed to be, Father God, and I believe we are still where we're supposed to be, that you put us where we are supposed to be if we're not, Lord God. Father God, restore to us the years that we might have blown or gave away, Lord God, that the canker worm has devoured, Lord God, stuff that we gave away that we weren't supposed to give away, Lord God. Father God, we ask that it be returned to us, Lord God, 50-fold in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, we thank you that we walk in obedience to tithe and offerings, Lord God. First fruit, Lord God, servants of the Most High God. Father God, we thank you for the opportunity to give. We thank you for the opportunity to sow into lives of others and to sow seeds, Lord God. Father God, we thank you for we walk in obedience. We walk in favor. We walk in prosperity. We walk in sacrifice. And we are humble, Lord God. But we are powerful just as well, Lord God. We thank you for the word, the sword. Father God, we thank you that we have a desire to get into the word so we can rightfully divide the word. And we can use it, that word, as our sword. Lord God, we ask in the name of Jesus that any doors that we've opened that should not have been opened be closed now. And doors that should have been closed that we haven't closed, that they be closed now, Lord God. And doors that should be open, be open in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you have ordained. And what you have ordained only, Lord God. Father, not by my will, not by our will, but Father God, we ask that thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father God, we repent now in the name of Jesus for every omission, every sin. Seen and unseen, known and unknown, that we have committed and thought to commit. Father, we ask for forgiveness if we've grieved your Holy Spirit. And we thank you, Lord God, for never giving up on us. And we thank you, Lord God, for you're not finished with us. For if you was finished with us and if our time was up, we wouldn't even be on this call this morning. We wouldn't be listening to this podcast or watching this video. We would not even have made it this morning. We thank you, Lord God, for your hand is still upon us. We thank you for your love, for your forgiveness, for your calling, for your ministry. And we ask that you do all these things in the name of Jesus and for your name's sake, Lord, to you be the glory, be the honor, forever and ever. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. You have a wonderful day.